Okay, so this is a meditation to cope with feelings of anxiety, sadness, and overwhelm. So just take a few moments. Just close your eyes and breathe nice and deep and slow in through the nose and out through the mouth. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air as you breathe in. So this exercise is a mindfulness acceptance of distressing thoughts and feelings. So as you continue focusing on your breathing, I'll just explain the exercise. This exercise is not about making you feel better or different, relaxed or calm. This may happen or it may not. The idea instead is to bring compassion, awareness of the sensations, the feelings, awareness of thoughts, worries that come into your mind, so that you can learn how to stay with anxious, overwhelming, sad feelings of hopelessness. So you can stay with these feelings, be aware of them without letting them wash over you, take over you, and own or dictate what you do. So you can be more compassionate, loving, and kind towards yourself, bringing a warmth and compassion into the situation as it exists now in this moment, not as you'd like it to be or not as it was, as it is now. So this is a concrete way of learning the feelings of depression, sadness, anxiety, overwhelm, and hopelessness aren't the enemy. They aren't to be naturally and immediately believed, taken on, absorbed, but instill to learn how to acknowledge them, notice them, so that you can apply this mindfulness and awareness wherever you are, knowing that there's no right or wrong way to practice this. The most important thing to do is to commit to practicing it, to doing this exercise, to become more aware, more observant, more in touch with thoughts and feelings, more of a participant in your life. So you can separate yourself from thoughts and feelings, acknowledge them, notice them, understand them. Show compassion to yourself that they're there, you feel this way, and then choose your course of action. So when you're practicing this, it's important to just choose a quiet place that you may take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, 20, whatever you need in that moment to practice. Practicing is all that's important. So as you continue to focus on your breath, breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Let yourself get really comfortable, sitting upright with your feet flat on the floor. Your legs and arms are uncrossed and your hands resting on your lap. Eyes closed, just getting in touch a little more with the movement of your breath. Bring your awareness to the physical sensations in your body, especially to the sensations of touch, pressure, where your body makes contact with the chair, the floor, where your hands make contact with your legs, contact between your back and the chair. Becoming more aware of the physical sensations in your body. Bring your awareness now to the gentle rise and fall of your breath in your chest, in your belly, noticing how your breath is like ocean waves, in and out, always there, rhythmic, moving, focusing on each inhale, exhale, noticing the changing patterns in your body, your belly. Feel these sensations as you breathe in and out. There's no need to control your breath in any way. Simply let the breath move rhythmically all by itself. And as best you can, just bring a gentle attitude of generosity, allowing you to rest in your experience as it is right now, whatever it may be. There's no particular state to be achieved, no particular goal in mind. There's nothing specific that needs to be fixed right now. Just simply allow your experience to be whatever it is, without needing it to be different than it is. And your mind is active, always active. And it may have already wandered away from the breath to other concerns, thoughts, worries, images, bodily sensations, dreams, past or future, drifting. This is what the mind does in time. And as you've noticed your mind wander, gently congratulate yourself. Because as you notice, you've come back to awareness. Noticing the mind drifting off is awareness. Awareness of ruminations, of self-criticism. Awareness of when it wanders forward to doubt, to catastrophizing, to magnifying. Awareness when you focus only on the things you can't do and you're filtering. Awareness to longing, wishing, remembering. Awareness of self-criticism. Awareness is success. Just acknowledge whenever you notice your mind has drifted to these things. There it is, thinking. There I am, feeling. And gently escort your attention back to the comings and goings, back to the contact with the chair, your hands on your legs, to your breath, to what's happening in this moment. See the wanderings of your mind as opportunities to bring patience and gentle curiosity to your experience. Ah, there I went again, criticizing, shoulding, catastrophizing, blaming, damning, undermining myself. So it's natural for the mind to wander away to thoughts, worries, images, bodily sensations, and feelings. Notice these thoughts and feelings in your body. Heaviness in the chest, the worry of the mind, the running of the thoughts, the feelings of overwhelm, anxiety, sadness, hopelessness. Notice these things. There's no need to think of anything else or to make them go away or resolve anything in this moment. You can just simply let them be. Bring a quality of kindness and compassion to the distress, worry, doubt, self-blame, anxiety you now feel. Bring a quality of kindness and compassion to the intensity you feel them in your body, the urge to avoid, to run away. When you become more and more aware, as you practice this more and more, to the sensations in your body, to the feelings, to the tension, to the mind racing, to the self-doubt, and just notice these things, acknowledge their presence, there it is again. Make space for them, allow them to be there, don't Don't believe them, but don't make them go away. Don't try and hold on to them and fuse with them. Just acknowledge their presence. You don't need to believe them, but just open your heart to their existence. Make room for the discomfort, the distress, the heaviness, the avoidance. Make room for it without fusing to it. Make room for the anxiety without believing there's something to be afraid of. Make room for the criticism without believing there's a reason to be critical. There's enough space to open your experience to all of this. You won't become overwhelmed. The more we don't fight things, we acknowledge their existence, allow it to be there, the less import they hold. As we can face them, allow them to be there, invite them, show compassion for them being there, they lose their power. Watch the sensations change from moment to moment. Times they'll grow stronger. The heaviness in the chest, the nauseousness in the tummy, the urge to run and criticize, avoid, the urge to think about the future, to feel overwhelmed. Sometimes it'll grow. Sometimes it'll stay the same. Sometimes it'll grow weaker. It doesn't really matter what it does. You're not making it happen. That's not the goal. Just simply allow it to be there. Notice it. Observe it. Breathe through it. Breathe through it with one part of your mind. Notice it with another part. Breathe through it with one part of your mind. Notice it with another. It's almost as if your mind is separating. There's one part noticing it and another part breathing through it. If ever you become overwhelmed by shame or self-criticism or anxiety or self-doubt or self-loathing, just focus on your breath. Pause the noticing and bring your attention, all your attention, back to the breath. Stay with the discomfort, but breathe through it. Just shift your focus on the breath. Allow the rhythmic nature of the breath to soothe you. Allow the physical sensations in your body to flow through you. If you notice yourself evaluating things, it's getting worse, I can't stand this, this is so heavy, those are all evaluations. Just as looking at a circular object and labeling it an orange is an evaluation. Evaluating it as good or bad, right or wrong, is an evaluation. Try to move away from evaluations to just noticing heaviness, noticing anxiety, noticing thoughts of self-criticism, doubt, noticing catastrophizing, noticing magnifying, noticing the self-criticism, the feeling of overwhelm, the heaviness. Label those evaluations as thinking and return to the breath. Nothing more, nothing less. There is where you can label thoughts and feelings, worry. You can label it self-doubt. You can label it criticism, magnifying, catastrophizing, filtering, just focusing on the negative. The harshness. You can label it harsh. You can label it unrealistic, mean, critical. Observe your experience with kindness and compassion. And if your mind drifts back, you can label that as reminiscing, longing, hoping. If you catch yourself fantasizing, if only, I wish. Label it as dreaming, fantasizing, wishing. Allow yourself to be present with whatever you experience. Notice doubts, reservations, fears, or worries. Notice it all. Notice strong feelings as they arise. Asking yourself, what can I do for myself that is kind today? Where do I want to go that is kind for me? What do I want to do that shows myself kindness and compassion and understanding? Stay with any discomfort and breathe through it. If you notice yourself tensing up, resisting, pushing away from the experience, just acknowledge that and see if you can make space for that resistance, that unliking of your current experience, not wanting your current experience to be what it is. Have compassion, acknowledge and acceptance, this is my current experience. It may not be tomorrow as it is now, but it is now what it is. Accept that it is what it is now. And with that acceptance, you can release. Feel where it is now. Open up space for it. And as you open up more and more, embrace it is now. Recognize it for what it is. Perhaps old habits of self-criticism, shoulds, blame. Old habits of filtering. Old habits of catastrophizing, thinking the worst. Old habits of only focusing on the negative. You can soften to these experiences, soften to these old habits. Allow them to be as they are right now. You don't need to put them on like a costume. Aware them, believe them, embrace them, fuse with them. You can instead simply notice them. Allow them to be, make space for them. And as you do more and more, you'll just notice, oh, so naturally, they disintegrate, they lose their power. When we fight things, the resistance causes pain. These thoughts of self-criticism overwhelm are simply just that, thoughts and feelings. It's the believing of them that gives them the power. So instead of believing and sinking into them, just notice their existence. Notice the thoughts. Notice the feelings. Notice the urges, the behavioral avoidance, overwhelm, paralysis that comes with them. Placing your hand on their heart if that feels comfortable to you. Just make space for them. Breathe through them. Stay with the rhythmic nature of your breath. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, and allow those thoughts and feelings to make space for them and notice what happens to them as you do. Don't judge, criticize, push away, or absorb or fuse with them. Just simply notice them as if it's a storm coming on the horizon and you watch it approach. You watch it all around. And you watch it pass. You don't need to fight the storms. You can just simply observe them, feel them, understand them, notice them, label what you're experiencing, and just let them pass you by. And so what I'd like you to do now, as you stay with this experience, I'd like you to imagine a room. A beautiful room. And you're at the doorway of this room. And across the room, is a part of you that's there, that was there not too long ago. It was all that filled your awareness back in October. This active, stronger, confident you. This part of you that took charge, that busy part of you, that active doing part of you, that positive, balanced part of you. Yes, life was challenging back then. It was difficult. There was lots of things to do in a day. But you were hopeful, optimistic, empowered, strong, and confident. I want you to take a moment to bring that image of you on the other side of the room back to mind. As you were then, as you've been many times in your life, active, confident, energized, hopeful, optimistic. There was always an uphill battle. There was always a struggle ahead of you. Such as when the children were young, two working parents, the demands of so many children, three children, many activities, going, somehow figuring it out. Bring back this image of you so long ago and more recently as November and October, energized, optimistic, confident. Yes, there may have been self-criticism, but you may have been easier to push it down, push it away. There may have been unrealistic expectations, but you were able to push it down and push it away. There may have been anxieties and self-doubt about the future, but you were able to push it down and put it away, put one step in front of the other. And each and every day, it was a continuity of steps, movement. It was dynamic and it was powerful. So take a moment to bring this image of you, this part of you that's still there, back to mind. This part of you that is characterized many times in your life. And that is you. That is just as real a part of you as the part that you feel now. This confident, energized part of you that's in control is still there. It's just as real a part of you. But just like a camera, just like binoculars, it's all what we choose to focus on. The self-doubt, anxiety, and criticism was all there. But you were able to push it down, push it aside. You were able to forge on. But instead, somewhere along the lines, you focused your lens on the negative thoughts, the self-doubt, the anxiety, and that became your reality. These images, thoughts, feelings filled your lens. All that you could see, all that you could focus on, each and every day became filled with instead the self-doubt, the overwhelm, the magnifying, the criticism, the filtering, the shame. This became your reality. The distance between where you stand now and that you, that part of you across the room. Take a look. If you can see what's blocking your way, what's blocking your path, over to this image of you, blocking your path to happiness, back to self-confidence, back to activity, to an energized you. The part of you that takes charge, puts one foot in front of the other, takes one day at a time. Take a look and see what's blocking your path. And I want you to grab any tool or people with tools. And I want you to imagine clearing your way, clearing the path between where you are now and the self-confident, energized, optimistic you on the other side. I want you to imagine you with a tool, clearing the path, creating a path, perhaps with the help of others in your life. You all have this tool or many tools, creating that path and clearing that path so that you can get back and ahead to this confident you. This energized, optimistic you. Taking a moment to find the tools you need, the help you need, the things you need to do for you, say to yourself, the assistance you'll need, and people or tools to clear this path. Take a moment as long as you need. Imagine clearing this path, hour by hour, day after day, taking a step, whatever step that may be for you. Feel yourself, see yourself taking these steps. Feel yourself, see yourself step after step. More and more energized, more and more hopeful. Every step you take brings back more energy. You can feel it surge through your veins. There's more hope. Every step you take, see yourself, feel yourself climbing out of the well of darkness, of dampness, rung by rung on the ladder. Your friends are there assisting you, climbing towards the sunlight, climbing closer, stepping step after step, closer to the more real image of you. Yes, there's hurdles in life. Everyone has them. There's problems. There's challenges. But the energized, confident, realistic, balanced you believed in your ability to put one step in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. Take one step at a time, trying different things, seeing what works, trying it again. That persistence, that optimism, that hope, that determination that is characterized so many times in your life. And as you step closer and closer, clearing the path, moving away the debris, you can hear yourself say, "It is hard, but. And you finish the sentence. There's always a but. But. It feels overwhelming, but. I don't know how I'll do it, but. This feels challenging, but. I've never done it before, but. You feel yourself, instead of stopping before the but, you complete the sentence after the but, always interjecting a but. See yourself, feel yourself clearing away the debris, climbing out of the hole towards the sunlight, moving towards the part of you that you know is there, strong, confident, realistic, kind, persistent, determined. And connect. Now take a moment to connect with this strong, confident, energized, optimistic you. Feel it again. It's always one step at a time, one action at a time, one movement at a time, one decision at a time, one thought at a time, always interjecting the but. Taking the problems you feel now in your life, the sense of overwhelm, sense of failure, sense of shame, challenges with your husband John. And I want you to imagine you have a telescope. Just imagine them like cutouts. See them get distant from you. These problems, you will solve them one step at a time, one day at a time, one action at a time. One positive, realistic, balanced thought at a time. Keep turning the dial of the telescope until they seem very distant, far, far away. You can feel the energy in you, that confident, strong, determined, energized you. That's there. It's a part of you. It hasn't gone anywhere. Feel it return to your posture. And you hear yourself, feel yourself. Remind yourself who you are, who you truly are. The balanced image of you. Balanced image and image that includes all your strengths and all your weaknesses that we all have. See the balanced you, the energized, optimistic, compassionate, kind, determined you. Feel that come back to you. What is it you're going to be telling yourself, hearing and feeling? Whenever this negative, critical, mean, unrealistic you tries to take over, what is it you're going to do in and amongst allowing yourself to feel it? Notice it. Notice the thoughts. Notice the feelings. Allow it to be there. Don't ignore it. Don't pretend it's not there. Allow it to be there. Notice it. But you needn't wear it, you needn't step into it, you needn't own it or fuse with it. Stay with your breath, stay with the moment, allow it to be there. Use the breath to distance yourself from it. You don't need to change it. Hand on your heart, compassion for what you now experience. It's an unpleasant thought, it's an unpleasant feeling, experience in your body. It's an unpleasant behavior to have. Avoidance, whatever it may be, allow it to be there, notice it, stay with your breath. Allow it to take up as much room as it needs. And when it starts to feel over time, as you're getting more and more perspective, more and more separation, noticing, observing, perspective. Bring the image of the room to mind. See the image of you across the room, strong, confident, energized, optimistic. This is the you just ever so recently back in October, November. This is the you that's been there for many parts of your life. This is the compassionate, balanced, kind part of you that knows your strengths and weaknesses, embraces both, puts one foot in front of the other, and perseveres. This is you. It's not an unrealistic, slanted, only positive view of yourself. It's balanced. The you now feel is jaded, it's black, it's negative, it's not balanced. So taking that image of you across the room, notice what's in your way, what blocks your path, what tools you need to clear it, what you need to do for yourself, say to yourself, what help you need, who can help you. And just imagine clearing that path. And as you do, feel yourself. See yourself putting one foot in front of the other, walking towards you. The sunshine, the light, crawling up out of the hole. And more as you sense the self-criticism, the doubt, the anxiety, the overwhelm are no longer pulling you as hard, pulling on your attention as much, overwhelming your body in the moment as you're breathing and noticing it and letting it be there. When you notice the pull is not as strong, you can just simply let it go and it'll pass you by. The image of you across the room will grow stronger. You'll feel yourself taking steps towards it, taking care of yourself, showing yourself compassion, even though this is how you feel or think right now, knowing it won't be this way forever. You can put one foot in front of the other. And as this time for practice comes to close, gradually widen your attention to take in the sounds around you. Take in a moment to make the intention to bring this sense of gentle allowing, acceptance into the present moment, to the rest of your day. And as you practice this more and more, the ability to distance yourself, separate from distressing judgment, distressing anxious thoughts and feelings, self-criticism, unrealistic expectations will get easier. As these judgments show up and you're driven by no particular outcome, you just stay with the breath, allow it to be there, Picture the you you want to strive towards. A calm peace will come over you. And you'll notice more and more you slip less into this thinking. You don't believe it as much. It doesn't overwhelm you or paralyze you as much. You're quicker to notice when these thoughts are taking over, these feelings are taking you prisoner. You're better able to distance, to acknowledge and to distance yourself. This mindful acceptance is a skill that develops over time. It needs to be cultivated, practiced, to grow stronger and stronger. And each and every time you practice, you can notice what's different at the end versus the beginning, if anything. What awarenesses, understandings, shifts are different. Perhaps the images become more solidified. The determination feels stronger. The acceptance and compassion is greater. There's less shame and self-doubt. Whatever it may be. So now you can slowly open your eyes and come back to the room around you.